Summerhill Gang. Welcome in, friends. This is the Summerhill Shuffle Podcast, and I'm your host, Jamie. It's so good to be back with you for another episode. Winter has set in. We're already in December, and yes, we even got some rain here in Southern California. Not only that, but here at nearly sea level, we recently had a hailstorm. Kind of crazy. Well, settle in, get cozy. For the next 30 minutes, I'll be your guide as we sample a few songs from my recent playlist. Are you ready for your musical journey? Let's get it started.
In 3, 2, 1.
Hey there, you're listening to episode 11 of the 2019 season. I can't believe that it has been nearly a full year since I restarted the Summerhill Shuffle. This will be the last regular episode of the season, and I'll wrap up the year with a special year-end episode that will include a discussion with a couple friends who love music. Be on the lookout for that later in December. In this episode, you're going to hear from a sibling trio that released their debut album this year, a Vermont rocker with an amazing voice, and a country band with pop appeal. And I'm bringing back the Summerhill Rewind for a special birthday tribute. I always like to give a shout out to new listeners. If this is your first time listening, thanks for taking the time to check out my show. Welcome to the Summerhill Gang family. I hope you enjoy what you hear and will go back and listen to previous episodes. If you want to review show notes from the Summerhill Shuffle podcast, you can head over to the Summerhill Gang website at www.summerhillgang.com. There, you'll find videos and website links for the songs and artists played on this show. You can always leave comments on each show's entry or email me ideas at summerhillgang@gmail.com. Coming up, I've got clips from those three artists I mentioned, a deeper cut from one of those artists, and then we'll dig into the music archives. Are you ready?
It's the Mickey Mouse Clubhouse. Come inside, it's fun inside.
M-I-C-K-E-Y-M-O-U-S-E.
Now, the new number one song in the USA.
First up is a new band consisting of twin brothers and their younger sister. The name of the band is Balin, and they released their debut album titled Thrilled to Be Here on April 26, 2019. Let's take a listen to my favorite song by the trio. This is I Was Wrong.
See the rise of a falling fight. And hear them go singing, hey, I hate you. Just marching on the quicksand paved in gold. And I can see it now. Brother blind, see that you're the one with vision. Lend an ear,
keep on falling down in the same way. But something can be done, and nothing's gonna change till we all can say.
That was Balin with I Was Wrong. Balin is the family name, and the band is fraternal twins Daniel and David and their younger sister Julia. They were raised in New York by parents who were classically trained, and they were exposed at an early age to a diverse record collection. Here's what the band says about the song I Was Wrong. The song is about coming together and listening to the other side of an argument, hearing another perspective, and being able to say I was wrong. It was inspired by the growing global divide in ideology and a general unwillingness to hear out someone with differing opinions. Sometimes the hardest thing to do is admit your faults, but often it's the only way to move forward. I just love the groove of this song. It is at once a little spooky and then very determined, and the lyrics are powerful. Nothing's gonna change till we all can say, I believe that I was wrong all along. Much needed wisdom in today's world of chaos and misunderstanding. I discovered Balin while listening to a Spotify radio based on music by Grace Potter and the band Joseph, featured in the last episode of the Summerhill Shuffle. It turns out that the band members of Joseph are good friends with the Balin siblings, and Balin will be opening for Grace Potter on her tour in 2020. As you heard, all three sing, and their three-part harmonies are really great. Daniel plays bass, synthesizer, and guitar. David plays drums, and Julia plays guitar. Check out the show notes on the Summerhill Gang website for a link to the video for this song, and you'll see how fun this family collaboration is. Speaking of Grace Potter, she's up next with a song from her latest solo effort. Daylight was released on October 25th, 2019, and let me tell you, it is a rocker. Here's a bit of the first single from that album. This is Love is Love.
I don't care about pride. I don't care, I wanna call you. I don't care, I've gone off the rails. I'm crazy falling for you. Well, I promised him I would never stray, but I'm thinking about you every day. Now I'm standing here outside your door. I just can't fight this anymore. Love is love. It takes a hold. It'll change your life, make you lose control. I never said I was a saint. I never said I'd be his savior. I never say I didn't try to fight against my human nature. I let the past and future fall away. I will worship these wounds every day. Yeah, the cuts that bleed from my mistakes couldn't keep my heart from giving way. Love.
I just love it when Grace sings. She's so good. I featured her and her band, the Nocturnals, previously on the Summerhill Shuffle, going way back to episode 28 in 2013, where I played The Lion, the Beast, the Beat. Grace Potter is a native of Waitsfield, Vermont, and she's 36 years old. Daylight is her third solo effort and comes after a few tumultuous years that involved a divorce and the breakup of the Nocturnals. But she also remarried and had a baby, who is now 2 years old. Of the album, Potter says, "Daylight is an incredibly unfiltered musical expression of who I want to be. It's a journal. It's really personal. It's a very powerful feeling to become a mother, to fall in love, and also to watch and experience love falling apart and say goodbye to an entire era of your life." Grace's voice is in fine form on this song. When she wails on the chorus, you can feel it deep in your soul. And if you listen close, you can hear a subtle horn section that leads us into the gospel-inspired background vocals that help the song build. I love it. Grace Potter will be heading out on the Daylight Tour in 2020. I'm so excited to see her and Balin right here in San Diego at the Observatory next March. If you want to find out if Grace is coming to your city, check out the show notes for a link to her website. Next up is a country band with origins in Nashville, Tennessee, and deep roots in Virginia. The five members of Old Dominion came together starting in 2007 and debuted their first full-length album in 2015. On October 25th, 2019, they released their third album for RCA Nashville titled Old Dominion, and they've been making their mark on the country charts with this hit song. Here's a taste of One Man Band, right here on the Summerhill Shuffle.
Been flying solo for so long, nobody singing the harmony. Up there just me and my shadow, no bass, no guitar, no tambourine. And I found you like a melody, you were singing in the same key as me. We had them dancing in the streets. I don't want to be a one-man band. I don't want to be a rolling stone alone, putting miles on a rundown van. Maybe we could take our own show on the road. I'll lay down the beat, you carry the tune. We'll get tattoos and we'll trash hotel rooms. Baby, take my hand. I don't want to be a one-man band. Chase every high with you, count every rip in these old jeans. We'll never learn how to sing the blues. If I'm gonna be famous, girl, I wanna be famous with you. We got our own little groove. I don't wanna be a one-man band. I don't wanna be a rolling stone alone, putting miles on a rundown van. Baby, we could take our own show on the road. You carry the tune. We'll get tattoos and we'll trash hotel rooms. Baby, take my hand, 'cause I don't wanna be a one-man band. When the spotlight goes cold, the curtains come down, the chairs are all stacked and there's no one around, and nobody's paying, we'll still be playing. I don't wanna be a one-man band. I don't wanna be a rolling stone alone, putting miles on a rundown van. Baby, we could take our own show on the road. I'll lay down the beat, you carry the tune. We'll get tattoos and we'll trash hotel rooms. Baby, take my hand, 'cause I don't wanna be a one-man band.
That's so good. I love this song and this band. I like how this song starts really simply with spare production. At its core, it is a love song, under the guise of what these guys know, which is being out on the road. This whole album is really good. Another song to check out is My Heart is a Bar. Since their debut album in 2015, Old Dominion has been gaining in popularity. They are the reigning vocal group of the year for both the Academy of Country Music and the Country Music Association. This latest album sticks to the country pop that the band has been known for, with more poignant songwriting. I've been really into the TV show Songland this year. If you haven't checked it out, I recommend it. It is produced by Maroon 5 frontman Adam Levine and has aspiring songwriters presenting their songs to a panel of producers. The producers then pick the songs they like and then pair up with the songwriters to produce each song. Each episode has a guest artist that is looking for their next great song. At the end, the artist picks the produced song that they like and in most cases will release it as their next single. One of the producers on the panel is Shane McAnally, who is well known in Nashville and has produced or co-produced all of Old Dominion's albums. So it was no surprise that Old Dominion was one of the guest artists this season. You can check out all episodes of Songland streaming on Hulu. And if you want to find out more about Old Dominion, make sure to visit the Summerhill Shuffle show notes for a link to the We Are Old Dominion website. Well, I hope you enjoyed those three songs from my recent playlist. Now it's time to dive down for the deep cut. For the deep cut, I'm diving back into Grace Ponder's Daylight album. There's so much to like in this collection of songs. If you go and watch the video for this song, it will pull on your heartstrings. It's sparse, with Grace and a guitar, all the while her son is playing at her feet. Let's play a bit of this great song. This is Every Heartbeat.
Every song I sing sounds like I'm calling to you. I'm falling harder day by day. And every word you speak, the doubts that linger in me begin to slowly fade away. I'm hoping that the morning's gonna make it here on time. I can't wait to find you by my side. I can feel you, and you can feel me, and I fall deeper with every heartbeat. And when you call me, I come running as I fall deeper with every heartbeat. I fall.
So good. It starts off so tender and simple with the acoustic guitar and then really kicks in with a rhythm that reminds me of some rock and roll from days gone by. It seems that Grace can channel the sounds of classic Rolling Stones, Rod Stewart, and Led Zeppelin, all with a voice that can range from soft to powerful, causing the listener to be reminded of the tenderness of Carole King and the energy of the late Janis Joplin. I highly recommend checking out the entire Daylight album. You won't be disappointed. Paste Magazine says this album is soul-stirring, hair-raising, floor-shaking Americana that very often slides into good old-fashioned rock and roll. Well, that's a wrap on the deep cut for this show. Next up, the Summerhill Rewind. For this episode, we're going to rewind to March 7th, 1964, and celebrate the birthday of my good friend, Carl Ogden. Carl is a music aficionado, a collector of vinyl records, and he just happens to be my running partner. We have spent many Saturdays on long runs along the Pacific coast of San Diego talking about music and life. So it is only appropriate that we rewind to the date of Big Carl's birth and play the number one song in the USA. That's right, the number one song on March 7th, 1964 was I Wanna Hold Your Hand by the Beatles. 1964 was a huge year for John, Paul, George, and Ringo as they stormed the United States and ushered in a new era of music. I Wanna Hold Your Hand was written by John Lennon and Paul McCartney and was recorded on October 17th, 1963. It was the first Beatles record to make use of four-track equipment, which allowed for multi-tracking. It was also the band's first number one song in America. It topped the chart in February 1964 and stayed there for 7 straight weeks. Rob Sheffield of Rolling Stone magazine gives the song high praise. It explodes out of the speakers with the most passionate singing, drumming, lyrics, guitars, and girl-crazy howls ever. It's no insult to the Beatles to say they never topped this song because nobody else has either. It's the most joyous 3 minutes in the history of human noise. That might be a little overstated, but I certainly can agree that this is one of the greatest songs ever written. Other fun facts from 1964. The highest grossing movies were My Fair Lady, starring Rex Harrison and Audrey Hepburn, Goldfinger, starring Sean Connery as James Bond, and coming in at number 3, Mary Poppins with Julie Andrews and Dick Van Dyke. The top 3 TV shows were Bonanza, Bewitched, and Gomer Pyle, USMC. Well, that's a wrap on the Summerhill Rewind. Remember that if you have a date or year that you want me to feature in the Rewind segment on a future episode of the Summerhill Shuffle, you can leave a comment on this show over at summerhillgang.com or send me an email at summerhillgang@gmail.com. Well, that's going to do it for this episode of the Summerhill Shuffle. Thanks for joining me once again to listen to some great music. I hope you enjoyed the journey. Look for the 2019 year-end special episode coming soon. Until next time.
Gang, pop culture goodness for your brain. We would love to hear from you. Visit our website at summerhillgang.com or send us an email at summerhillgang@gmail.com. Thanks for listening.
It's over!